Morning Brew is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. You'll have the time of your life.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Matt Smith in for Mike Evans alongside Mark Schlereth today. Schlereth was hosting golf tournaments, and now it's Evans' turn. He is hosting a golf tournament today. He's getting a taste of the spotlight.
Nice. Yeah, there you go. Good for Mike Evans.
Is there a difference between a gala and a benefit?
Yeah, gala sounds a lot more.
A gala
official.
You have to say with your pinky in the air?
Right, and there's going to be, in a gala, there's going to be somebody in the tuxedo.
There's going to be somebody in the tuxedo. Well, yeah. First up in the Morning Brew, it's Michael Malone, who is coming out with hugs instead of a kick in the ass for one of his three max players this time.
I think so many people are quick to dismiss people. And so Michael Porter is not making shots right now. And we know he's a great shooter. We know what he's capable of. But he had 7 rebounds last night. You know, and he had some really good defensive possessions and possessions in which he contested shots and was working on that end. And in this business, if you are just a specialist, we're not for you. We don't like specialists. We like basketball players. So if Michael Porter is not making shots, he has to find a way to help impact winning.
That's an interesting change of pace. Feels like a little bit of a deviation from standard procedure for Michael Malone's relationship with MPJ, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And yeah, you know what? You're not going to get as many minutes when your shot's not going down. I mean, that's just how it works. But, you know, Michael Porter Jr. has never been anybody's defensive stalwart, you know, and... But, hey, we've seen him mature. We've seen him make some plays. We've seen him do some things effort-wise. Like, great scorers find a way to score. And he is not a great scorer yet.
Mm-mm.
Right?
No,
he's a great shooter.
Yeah, he can
be. He's just not a great scorer. And the great scorers, you know, find a way to go at the end of the game. You're like, man, I didn't realize that he came away with 26 points and he had 15, you know, foul shots, right? Like, the great scorers find a way to score. And until he really starts becoming aggressive and a great scorer, then, you know, when that happens, even if your shot's not going down, you'll still get your 37 minutes on the court, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just there's a difference right now. But I understand, what do you have last? Did he have like 21 minutes?
He had 21 in game 3, trimmed down from 26 in game 2. MPJ has scored 21 points in 3 games. He's 8 of 31 from the field, shooting 25% overall. 3 of 19 from 3, 15% from 3.
Yeah,
this guy is making more money per year, Mark, than Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It is not. Well, it's not good. But, again, there are a lot of different ways to have a positive effect on your team. Now, you know, how many of those great defensive possessions did he have? Probably not a ton. But the bottom line is, if his shots start going down, he'll get his minutes. If it doesn't, if he continues to struggle, especially from three-point land, you know, you're going to see other people get their opportunities.
And we'll talk a little bit more about how they need to handle MPJ tonight in Game 4 as the Nuggets and Heat are set for Game 4 in Miami. But as the Nuggets have progressed through this playoff run, it's time that Nikola Jokic has started to get recognized by the national media. And next up in the Morning Brew, Bill Simmons says it's really not a conversation anymore.
I think it's actually undisputed that he's the best player in the world now. Because even the bad Jokic game is like a 20-12-9. Right? And a game like today where it's like this would be basically any other player in the league other than, you know, LeBron in his prime or whatever, if somebody just casually threw up the 32-21-9 or 10, people would lose their minds. Like if Jason Tatum did that, I would be like telling my grandkids, oh my God, this game Jason Tatum had. But Joker, we're not even surprised anymore.
And he's right, Mark. Nikola Jokic is averaging a 30-point triple-double through 18 games in the NBA playoffs. He's got 3 of the 5 30-20-10 games in NBA postseason history. The only other two were done in 67 by Wilt and in 1970 by Kareem, and Jokic has 3 in the last 3 years.
Yeah, he's just been... Well, the cool thing is, it's both cool and pathetic at the same time, but... Yeah, I'm watching Brian Windhorst on TV right now. The cool thing is all these guys who were skeptics, they were skeptics because they never actually really spend any time watching.
How about that?
Right on the ticker, ESPN. What are the chances Jokic can be the greatest center of all time? And you'll notice there's no apostrophe over the C.
Right.
Can we put some respect on his name quite literally?
Right. Yeah.
This is national television. What is that called, that mark over the C?
You know what? I don't know. I think Anthony Munoz owns that. Like,
oh, does he? Yeah, it's trademarked.
He trademarked it or something.
It's copyrighted?
Yeah. So, but, you know, and now everybody's actually getting to watch him play, and they're like, wow, I didn't realize how skilled he is. I didn't realize what a great passer. I didn't realize, you know, what court vision. And it just is, and there's, oh, I didn't realize how physical he actually is. You know, all we see is that, man, he really can't jump. Well, yeah, he can't. But, man, he can play some basketball.
It's called a diatric, Johnny. That's what you said, a diatric over the C. That's the little apostrophe.
Okay.
There you go. You learn something new every day. Right. Thank you. What would we do if it wasn't for John Simmer? Next up in the Morning Brew, the Heat have ruled out Tyler Hero of tonight's Game 4, so they will not have a saving grace, and he will not be their hero. What kind of effort do you anticipate from the Miami Heat?
Yeah, wait a minute. Can somebody check on Nick Wright for me? Because Tyler Hero was the whole premise of the Miami Heat coming back and beating the Nuggets. So,
which I'm fine. I can play, I swear.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to text Nick.
Do you think Nick's longer hair is maybe affecting his brain? I think that's what it is. It's all the grease and the gel that he's running through those locks every day. I think it's affecting his taste.
No, he firmly dug his heels in, and now he's got to take his medicine, which I can't wait to see him next.
Yeah, you got to feed it to him.
Oh,
shove him in a locker, feed him his lunch.
Brilliant. Right.
If I go back on his show, if I go back out to New York to do his show, I'm at my first segment, I'm going to wear Jokic shirts.
You have to. And actually, Raj has this big NBA Finals chain. We'll give it to you. Uh-huh. You get your Jokic jersey and your Finals chain and maybe a big old foam finger.
Right.
And you roll right in there.
You roll right in there. So what are we talking about today, boys?
Hey, NFL? Fellas.
Let's go.
Hey, he knows better than to invite you back. He knows what would be coming. Next up in the Morning Brew, well, if this isn't the most Canadian thing that I've heard today.
Yeah, I did squatting with, like you said, T on my quads. I had to squat there for a while. A lot of time without a clock, so you didn't know how much time was left, which is a little bit different mentally. And then we had this big maple tree in the front yard, and so during the fall, like, the leaves would fall off and it would be cold, and so I would learn, like, picking up the leaves with my bare hands, like, it would strengthen my hands. So when we get in cold gyms, it's like nothing. Like, it doesn't even matter how cold the gym is, how hot the gym is. So just little things like that helped me out and build my threshold.
That was Jamal Murray talking to ESPN's Malika Andrews about the pain tolerance training that his dad used to put him through. He was talking about doing squats up against the wall with cups of hot tea on your thighs. And then he was talking about his dad sending him out into the yard to the maple tree in the fall and have him pick up leaves, you know, without gloves on his hands.
Uh-huh. I like his dad. His dad sounds a lot like my dad.
That's what I was thinking.
My dad used to give me all these, like, okay, we're going to take this, you know, we've got a truck just dumped 10 yards of topsoil. Okay, now you fill it up, you know, and then wheelbarrow. I want you to be low, you know, use your hips to pick up the bill. And it would just be like, this could be great for football one day. And the whole time I'm like all gung-ho.
You're full of it, right, old man.
But he was right, man. It was like, it's funny, when I started playing sports as a youngster, you know, as like seventh grade, I was so much like more athletic and like tied together because all I did was dig post holes and like, it was like, a little, you know, child labor camp at my house.
See, that's what I thought it sounded like. Here's Murray talking about, my dad made me go out in those cold fall mornings and pick up leaves with my bare hands. I was like, yeah, that's what dads do. That's free labor.
Yes.
Here's a bag, son. Head out to the yard.
Right.
But it also got me thinking about the most Canadian possible exercise. Is it the moose pull, where you grease up the rope with maple syrup first?
Yeah,
like,
right.
On the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043, what's the most Canadian exercise that you can possibly think of?
You got to put an A at the end.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be. By the way, did you see the New York Post's headline because of all the smoke in New York with all those fires?
It was real. I was in D.C. yesterday morning. You could hardly, like, I'm crossing one bridge, whatever the bridge is on Constitution, and you can look down the street at the 14th Street. You can't even hardly see the bridge, and they're like literally two blocks apart, and you can hardly look down the river. It was so smoky. It's incredible. It really was.
And everybody there thinks they're in the apocalypse, right? The apocalypse, because it comes down from Canada. Apocalypse. But you telling all these people in D.C., you're like, yeah, this is, I get this. This is what we deal with in Colorado all the time.
Right. Yeah. It was incredible. And then in New York, they had the index. Like, 115 is like bad air. Don't go out, you know, like don't work outside or
right.
Don't. Bad. They had an index of 500 yesterday in New York.
Wow.
500. I don't know what that means, but 500 is a lot more than 115.
Hey, that sounds like a lot.
It's like gambling, like minus 115 versus minus 500.
Well, it makes sense then, because I tuned in yesterday to the Yankees-White Sox doubleheader to see if anybody died on the field, and luckily nobody did.
Nobody did, okay.
That ended up being good. That is it for the Morning Brew.